is more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program American Stories. Two old women serve as professional mourners in the southern state of Louisiana. Singing Woman by Ada Jack Carver, coming up. We like to hear from our listeners. Write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send an email to special@voanews.com.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. American officials and the public are debating if the United States should take military action against Iraq. Officials say Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is expanding his biological and chemical weapons program and seeking to build nuclear weapons. President Bush says he must be removed from power. There is support for action against Iraq among most leaders of Mr. Bush's Republican Party and many Democrats. Yet some of them say the United States should not act alone. Leaders of many countries have expressed concern about the possibility of an attack by the United States. The Bush administration claims it already has congressional permission to go into Iraq. It says a resolution passed by Congress in 1991 approving the Persian Gulf War is still in effect. However, some political experts and members of Congress say new congressional approval would be required for military action against Iraq. On Thursday, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, called for Congress to debate and vote before any possible military action. He said the United States Constitution demands it, and the American people expect it. Article 1 of the Constitution gives the legislature of states government, the United States government, the power and right to declare war. Article 2 makes the president the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. So, Congress is responsible for declaring war, and the president is responsible for carrying it out. In 1970,